And we noted that Rosh Hashanah requires mechitzas that are a minimum of 10 tefachim, mechitzas of some sort in both situations, and it has to be makif an area that's dalet al dalet tefachim. So we should just point out where the shiurim come from. The shiur of 10 tefachim, that's a Gemara. Gemara both in Sukkah and in Erevin. You may be more familiar with it from Sukkah than Erevin, but it's a Gemara in Erevin and Daf Dalet and Mevez, and in Sukkah on Daf Hey. Where what emerges from the Gemara is that this depends on Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, the shear of 10 tefachim for Mechisa and for the Geder of Rosh Hashayachid was learned out from the Aron and the Kaparas. The Aron and the Kaparas in total was 9 plus 1 equals 10 tefachim, and that's the model for the shear of a Mechisa, and that's the model for the definition of Rosh Hashayachid. And according to Rav Yehuda, what emerges in that Gemara is that it's subsumed under the halacha l'moshe misinei of mechitzin. Mechitzin, mechitzos is one of the areas that is governed by halacha l'moshe misinei. So this year would be subsumed under that halacha l'moshe misinei of mechitzos. What is less clear is where the shear of Dalet al Dalet Tefachim comes from, as opposed to, let's say, the shear of Tetzayin Amma for Rosh HaRabim, which is the Beferish Gemara based on Didlei Midbar. And the Gemara nowhere sources this requirement of Dalet al Dalet Tefachim. So the Sefer Teferet Yaakov that we quoted in the past makes this observation in the very first Ha'ara, and the very first page of the Sefer, Perek Aleph, Ha'ara Aleph. So the Teferet Yaakov tries to figure out where did this shear of Dalet Tefachim al Dalet Tefachim come from. He suggests that if you look in a number of Rashis, Rashi has the following recurring comment. So for example, if you have the Gemara Erevin open in front of you, Erevin daf hei amud aleph, Rashi dibur maskil uman da amar arba'a. So if you have the old-fashioned Gemara, it's about 10 lines down in Rashi. Hei amud aleph towards the top. Uman da amar arba'a kasavar kora v'chulei. So in the middle of the Rashi has the following line. The Kaima line, B'chol Dukta, the Mechitza She'ena Ru'uya L'Dalet Lav Mechitzahi, a Mechitza that doesn't service, that isn't makif, an area of Dalet, is not a Mechitza, De'ein Rishis Hayakid L'Fakos Nidalet Fakid. So a Mechitza that doesn't encompass, that doesn't circle, that doesn't enclose an area of four tefachim is not considered a mechitza. The af al pisha mukaf mechitza shal asar tefachim. Even though the mechitza is a regulation like mechitza, it's a bona fide sufficient mechitza, but even if you have a 10 tefach tall mechitza, if it's not makif an area of dalet al dalet, that is not a valid mechitza. So he points out, the Teferet Yaakov, that Rashi's emphasis is not that Dalet al Dalet is a Tanai in Rosh Hashayachid per se, it's a Tanai in the Mechitza. In order for a Mechitza to properly perform its function of being Makif or Rosh Hashayachid, it must be Makif an area of Dalet al Dalet Tefachim. So the Shir Dalet al Dalet Tefachim is a Tanai in the Mechitza, not necessarily a Tanai in Rosh Hashayachid per se. And then it could be subsumed under the halakha Moshe Rishina in Mechitza, and that's another detail in Hilchos Mechitza, that a Mechitza only can function as a halakhically valid Mechitza if it's makif an area of Dalet al Dalet. Sam?
So according to the Shita, like the Mi'yuri, who says like the separate din of Rosh Hashayachid and not Hilchos Mechitza, will they not need Arba Arba according to this? Anyway, we're recording from Shita.
Right. So you can ask the question a little bit differently. If your view of the definition of Rishus Hayakid minimizes the need for mechitzos, so then you're correct that this is a maybe less plausible or less compelling explanation.
Right.
Correct. But this is
it works for Rashi.
It works for Rashi. And that's the best that he comes up with. And Tosus also... Tosus also daf chesam and aleph in Shabbos, Dibur Maskel Shiva. Tosos Shabbos Pesach and Aleph Yud Maskil Shiva has similar language as well. So at least for Rashi and Tosos, it seems that the requirement of Dalet HaDalet may be a function of the details in Hilchos Mechitza more than in Rishis HaYachid per se. If otherwise, he says, if you would have been asked Misvara, so you might have been more inclined to say that the Shir of Rishis HaYachid is Dalet Amos HaDalet Amos. And maybe it's a Shir bias. After all, the model for Rishis HaYachid is Digle Midbar. Digle Midbar, people carry things from their tents out into the Matan Olivia. So if the model for this Hotzah is carrying from Rishis HaYachid your tent, the tent is a bias, then maybe I would have said that it's the same Shir bias as Hilchos Mezuzah, that it has to be an area of Dalet Amos. But Rashi seems to be saying is that it's a Tnai in Hilchos Mechitza. A Hilchos Mechitza only functions as such if it's Makas an area that's minimally Dalet or Dalet Tvachim. Okay, so that's his suggestion. So,
how does that help with answering the question? Being right, so how do we know that?
The question is this. So, the options are either it's part of Halacha Meshavi Sinai, or it's a Svara, basically. So, if it's a Svara, the more intuitive Svara would have been Shir Bias. What's a Svara for Dalet HaDalet? Why aren't you telling me that it's a detail in Hilchos Mechitza, so then I can pin it on Halacha Meshavi Sinai, I don't have to give a Svara? That's what he's saying, that this is, if it's a Tanai in Mechitza, then it's subsumed under the Halacha Meshavi Sinai of Mechitza, and you don't need a Svara.
So I'm going to get details on because I haven't learned Chutzah since the Yeshiva learned it. But Daladot appears also with other parts of Chutzah, like Makam Kappa, and
correct, right.
Could you maybe say, like, link those two concepts, or...?
Well, what's the... Shir Makam for Akira isn't intuitively the same thing as Shizayatid.
But it's describing, like, a significant space.
Right.
And you wouldn't think that...
But there, that's the shear of the chayf, that's not the shear of the house. Yeah. The chayf has to be munach in the makom dalet HaDalet. That might be a function of the chayf, it's not a function of the house or the rishus.
Right, but if you want to say that is, you need makom dalet HaDalet because, like,
right.
Dalet HaDalet is how we define significant space in
right.
general, then...
Well, what does that mean, significant space? It has to be some... I mean, he actually throws that out initially. He doesn't think that there's
okay.
that there's compelling reason to go with that.
Okay.
Fine. But last time we discussed the Machlokas Rishonim, which is presumably Machlokas Tanaim, and maybe at first glance contradictory indications in different sugyas as to whether Min HaTorah Rishis HaYachid requires Gimel Mechitzas or Dalet Mechitzas. So we say that Min HaTorah, if you have a area that's Mukaf Gimel Mechitzas, so then your Chayah should be accelerated from Rishis HaRabim into that area. That's Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah. And the requirement of Dalet Mechitzas to be Matrik Tiltul is only in Din Derabanan. Or do we say that Min HaTorah requires Dalet Mechitzas and you're only going to be Chayah for, let's say, Zorek from Rishis HaRabim to Rishis HaYachid, if you throw into an area that's mukav dalet mechitzas, but if you throw into an area that's mukav gimel mechitzas, that would be pater min hatara. That, we pointed out, Rov Yishonim assume that gimel mechitzas daraisa. If you look, for example, in the Ber Halacha in the beginning of Sinan Shin Samo Gimel, he just lists the Rishonim who are the more popular Rishonim that are of that opinion. And famously, the Rambam, in a couple of places, seems to indicate that Dalet Mechitzas Daraisa. So we ended off last time with a potentially compromised or middle of the road position that we didn't really have time to flesh out, so let's go back to that now. But we'll start from a slightly different departure point this time. The Taz in the beginning of Simen Shin Samach Gimel. Taz in Shin Samach Gimel, Seif Katan Aleph, quotes a kasha that the Beis Yosef raises. The Beis Yosef is bothered by what seems to be a stira in the Lashon Hatur between Simen Shin Mem He and Simen Shin Samach Gimel. The Tor in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, which is Dinai Mavoi Velechi, So the two big simanim that are going to take up most of our attention after the Yom Tovim for the rest of the limud are going to be simanim Shin Samach Vav and Shin Samach Gimel. So in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, the Torah writes that an area that is mukaf gimel mechitzos is a rishus hayachid gamur min haTorah. If you have an area that is surrounded by gimel mechitzos min haTorah, that is a rishus hayachid. And yet, the Torah writes in Simen Shem Mem Hei that if you have an area that's mukaf gimel mechitzos without a tikkun on the Ruach Revius, that's a karmelus. Okay, so Shin Sama Gimel, the Torah seems to be saying Gimel Mechitzos Daraisa, and in Shin Mem Hei, he seems to be saying Dalid Mechitzos Daraisa. Okay, so that's the kasha the Beis Yosef already raises here in Simen Shin Sama Gimel. So the Beis Yosef himself answered that Shin Samach Gimel was somewhat lav dafka. Really, the Torah holds that Dalid Mechitzos D'Araisa. And if you throw into an area that's Mukaf Gimel Mechitzos, you're going to be Pater. And when the Torah writes Gimel Mechitzos creates a Rishus HaYachid, that's only le'inyan tiltol, but not le'inyan chiyuv. All the Torah means to say is that you are not allowed to be metaltel in an area that's mukaf gimel mechitzos, but in a chanami, you're not going to be chayuv if you're zorek into that area. And the Taz says that's not so compelling, because the lashon of the Torah is rishus hayachid gamur min haTorah. Rishus hayachid gamur min haTorah sounds like it's a absolute full rishus hayachid, even le'inyan chiyuv. So the Taz goes back to the drawing board and suggests that maybe the yishuv for the Torah is the following distinction. That in Simen Shin Mem Hei, the nidon is where the open side of the mavoi, you have a mavoi that is surrounded on three sides by mechitzos, and the fourth side opens into a rishus harapit. So where you have a mavoi that is enclosed on three sides, and the fourth side opens into Rishus HaRabim, we treat that mavoi as essentially a Rishus HaRabim, as Sidei Rishus HaRabim, as an extension of the Rishus HaRabim. Whereas if you have a three-walled mavoi that opens into a karmelus, so then we would treat that mavoi as a Rishus HaYachid min haTorah.
Sounds like the Rashba's explanation for Taz Dalit.
Exactly, correct. So this distinction that the Taz makes between the two Lashonos in the Torah is the same distinction that the Rashba makes to Das Rashi, and that the Radach thinks is true to Das Harambam. So the Taz says that to explain the Stira in Torahs, but it's the same Shita that we find already in Rishonim. We find it in the Rashba to explain Das Rashi. There are a couple of Rashis that it explains. The Rashba says that for one Rashi, but the Rashash points out in Shabbos, it also explains another Rashi. This is the Rashi that we did quote, so we'll go with this Rashi. Rashi on Shabbos, Vavam and Beis, Hebrew Maskel Kamash Malan. So we had noted previously that Rashi and Nafid Aleph Yudbeis seems pretty clear that Gimel Mechitzos D'Araisa. The Rishash points out, if you look in this Rashi that we already quoted, Rashi writes, "What's the Rishus HaYachid Gemura? Kolomar Zuhi Shenibru Minyan Mechitzos Shelo Sheyeshla Mechitzos Mikol Tzad." Rishus HaYachid Gomor is where you have Mechitzos around all four sides. Why does Rashi have to say you have mechitzas around all four sides? Rashi elsewhere told us that min haTorah, if you have mechitzas around three sides, that's a rishus hayachid gomer. That's what the Rishash points out over here in Shabbos, this distinction between a mavoi, an area that's mukaf gimel mechitzas that's open to a karmelis, and an area that's mukaf gimel mechitzas that's open to a Rishis Arabim. If it's open to Rishis Arabim, it somehow has some status as an extension of the Rishis Arabim. Whereas if it's open to a karmelis, so that's the standard gimel mechitzas de Araisa. That is the Radak's explanation, Vidas, Dov Kohen, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, Perek Yizayin Halacha Tes. So the Kesef Mishnah understands that this distinction is operative in the Rambam, Perek Yizayin Halacha Tes. We're not going to go back and forth with the rise of Kainal Kainal Rambam. There's some Rambams that sound more like that, some Rambams that sound less like that. If you want to take a look, I have an article on this topic in that called Tzvi Vayim Vayim. So you can take a look there at the back and forth if you're so inclined. Just one Mar Malkam in the Rambam Peir Shemeshnayis that does sound like this approach. If you look in, it's the Rambam Peir Shemeshnayis both in the beginning of Shabbos, in the first Mishnah, and the first Mishnah Erevin, the second Mishnah Erevin. I'll just read you a line from the Rambam Peir Shemeshnayis in Erevin. Where he writes, "Vida shehamivoos she'ena mifulashin hein karmelis im hayahamavi pasuach lishis rabbin." So a mavi she'ena mifulash, a mavi sas, a mavi that's closed on three sides, has the status of a karmelis if it's open to a shesarabim. It sounds like if it's open to a karmelis, it may have the status of a shesayachid. It's only if it's open to a shesarabim that it has the status of a karmelis. Again, mevoos she'enam mefulashin hein karmelis im hayahem mavi pasuach l'shesarabim. So if the mavi is open to a shesarabim, it's a karmelis. Sounds like if it's open to a karmelis, it may be a shesayachid. A little bit of mashmos there, like this distinction that the Radach draws the Das HaRambam between a Mavi HaPasuach LaKarmelis and a Mavi HaPasuach LaShus HaRabim. Why would you be Mechalik in Svara? So it sounds like this may be a function of access. That Rishus HaYakud may be defined somewhat based on its distinction from Rishus HaRabim or the relative lack of access that the Rabbim have into the Rishus HaYachid. So if you have a Mavoi that's Pasuach LeKarmelis, then there is less access to the Mavoi than a Mavoi HaPasuach LeRishus HaRabbim. So if you have a Mavoi HaPasuach LeRishus HaRabbim, it may take upon itself more of the identity of a Rishus HaRabbim and need the extra Mechitza in order to render it a Rishus Hayachid. This distinction, or this explanation that the definition of Rishus Hayachid may be a function of its distinction from Rishus Harabim, the fact that you don't have access, seems to be borne out by the Rambam Peir Shemeshnayis in the beginning of Shabbos. The Rambam Peir Shemeshnayis in the beginning of Shabbos writes that Rishus Harabim is a Malkum Sharabim Malkinbo, so that we well understand. That definition of Rishus HaRabim is an area that the Rabim have access to traverse. But he also writes that Rishus HaYachid is a Malkam She'ein HaRabim Bokinba. That Rishus HaYachid is a place that the Rabim don't have access to. So it's defined not based on its own identity, but its identity is defined as a non-Rishus HaRabim, as the contrast to Rishus HaRabim. Yes?
Sorry, but isn't it... Why are we asking Akash on the Rambam saying, well, over here the Rambam says Rishus HaYachid is four? And isn't the Mashma, I think, making a statement about Rishus HaYachid over here in the Peir Shemeshnayis? I'm sure.
Which one? The first one I quoted, or the second one?
Well, I know the one that was, again,
yeah.
The Mashma there that he has a different take on Rishus HaYachid, if I'm learning correctly.
In terms of Rishus HaYachid being a Malkam Chain around in Balkanbo? We can look at it together.
No,
there you go. Okay. The only problem you have to work out with this explanation, if the distinction we're drawing between a mavoi hapasuach lekarmelis and a mavoi hapasuach l'shitza rabin is in terms of access, then why is it if I have a mavoi that's mukaf on three sides, and then I put up a lechi on the fourth side, so that's matir tiltol in the mavoi. If it's just a function of access to the rabbin, so the fact that I put a lechi, that created a halachi lechisa, but it didn't really limit access. And if there's no distinction between a mavi hapasuch lekarmelis and a mavi hapasuch l'shitzarabdin, then we're just talking about halachi definitions of mechitza. If a lechi is mishum mechitza, so then that's halachi mechitza. And I have four halachi mechitza, it's independent of who's going to walk through or not. But if we're distinguishing along these lines and explaining that the distinction is based on access, so you still have to figure out, or maybe a little bit more difficult to explain, how putting up a halachic mechitza that's a halachic reality but not a functional reality, or not a practical reality, would solve that problem. So just have to think about that a little bit. Okay. For lack of time, I'm not going to go in whether B'das HaRambam, it could be that you could create a Shesiyach without Mechitzos. That's something that emerges from the Rambam Perek Yitzayin Allah Hadalid, which is the sugya that Russell and Michael were discussing with me yesterday. So you could look at that. I have marma coming from that in the article in the Kol Tzvi, but I don't really have time to go into that now. I'm going to shift gears a little bit now to a related issue, which is in the end of Simen Shin Mem Hei. And I think this will be our concluding topic within Shin Mem Hei, at least for the moment. Let's start by reading the Mechaber, and then we're going to go back and see how this emerges from the Gemara and the Rishonim. The Mechaber writes, Simen Shin Mem Hei Sifta Zayin, Gag HaVoleid Al Mechitzas Habayis. If you have a roof that extends over the Mechitzas Habayis, Be'inyin She'ein Mechitzas Habayis Nikaros La'omid Al Gag, in such a way that the Mechitzos of the house are not Nikaros to the person standing on the roof, have a carmelis. That roof is considered to be a carmelis. Vafilu hu gavov rachav harbe, even if the roof is very tall and very wide. Okay, that's a psak in Shulchan Aruch. Now let's go back and see where this comes from in the Gemara. So take a look at the Gemara in Erev and Daf Pei Tasim and Aleph. The Mishnah begins, the beginning of Perek Kol Gagos. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achad. So, most of the relevant sugyas for Mechitzos are found in the first two Prakim of Erevin of the Ninth Perek. This is the beginning of the Ninth Perek. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achad. All the roofs in a city, which are connected, are considered to be a single Rishus, meaning that you don't need an Erev Chatzeros to allow you to carry from one part of the roof to another. Ubilvan shelo yehe gag gavoa asara namach asara. Divrei Remeir. As long as there isn't a drop of 10 tefachim between one roof and another roof. So if I have a series of houses, and the houses share a common roof, as long as the roof is relatively flat, so according to the first day in the Mishnah, the first Tana, you can carry freely, even with that Eir Chatzeros, anywhere on the roofs. That's Remeir. The Chacham Omrim call Echad V'Echad Rishis B'Fnei Atzmo. And the Chacham say, no, that each roof is considered its own independent rishos, and you cannot carry from one to the other without an eruv chazeres. Okay? And then Rav Shimon has a compromise position. But within Shita Slachamim, the Gemara here presents a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara, the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud, Idmar, Rav Amar Eimetal Flinvo, Elevadalad Amud. So Rav says that within Shita Slachamim, that each roof is considered to be a Rishis Bifnei Atzmo, you're not allowed to carry beyond four Amos. The Shmuel Amar Mutter Latal Tebukula. And Shmuel says, no, you're allowed to carry in the entire area. The Gemara explains, the Mechitzos HaNikaros Dekuli Amalo Pligi. If you have Mechitzos Nikaros, that Evan agrees you could carry in the entire area. If that makes it into a Rishis HaYachid. Keep pligi b'mechitzos she'enar nikaros. The machlokas is about mechitzos she'enar nikaros. Rav amr ein etatum about ele b'davar amos. Lo amr good asik mechitzta. V'shmuel amr mutter l'taltum u'kulo. The amr good asik mechitzta. So the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is about whether you say good asik by mechitzos she'enar nikaros. So you have here this series of houses. There's a common roof. There are no independent mechitzos on top of the roof. But the machlokas is, how do we view the mechitza here on the side? This is essentially a mechitza she'ena nikeres. If you're standing on the roof here, you can't tell that there's a mechitza here. You're just standing on the roof. The machlokas is, do we say, g'dasi mechitza, are you allowed to view the mechitza she'ena nikeres as being makif the area and creating a rishus hayachid? That's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Do we say good asik by mechitzos she'ena nikaros? Sam.
The Kar Shmuel can be able to carry across different rooms because they're all rishus hayachid if they're connected.
Correct.
So it's no longer in the chachamim.
I'm sorry.
So it's not in the chachamim, or this is in the chachamim? I'm just confused about how the sheet of the line.
So, the Gemara, that's the next line of the Gemara.
Okay.
If our, that's the Hemshech HaSugya. For our purposes, we're just focusing on the definition of Melchizedek Shem and the Karas, and why do you say good asik? How that fits into the end, she does in the Mishnah, that's Hamshach HaGemara here.
Also, this is not like Rashi? Because when I read Rashi, I thought he was talking about them, like, since the houses are connected, the Mechitshin and Karton are the individual space where the houses are connected?
Well, they both are. I mean, theoretically, right, this may be the same issue of Mechitshin and Karton also.
Okay.
Whatever you say to here, you say to here as well.
Okay.
But for simplicity's sake, I just illustrated the side of it. Correct. Now, theoretically, that is the same question in Melchizedek Shem and Nikaros. If I have a wall going over here, I may not have a wall. If I do have a wall, so then that would be the same issue of Melchizedek Shem and Nikaros, whether that creates a halachic good asik.
Actually, though, when they're saying they're not arguing by Mechitza and Nikari, says that's when the houses are split up, which doesn't sound like real Mechitza, though, right?
Well, Rashi says, "Kifligi b'she'ena mechitzos nikara she'agagin mechubarin yachad u'mechasen ha'mechitzos she'bein ha'diyurin." You can't see the mechitzos that are between the residences. So, you could theoretically have a situation, perhaps, where this would be considered nikaras if there's a little bit of a little bit of break over here, so you could see it from when you're standing in the middle of the gag. That theoretically could be the case as well. Okay, so that's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Do we say good asik mechitza by mechitza she'ena nikaras, such that it would be makif the area? So as you just pointed out, Rashi's formulation of mechitza she'ena nikaras is shagag and mechubarin yachad. The roofs are connected. And they cover the mechitzos that are between the diurin, such that it's not visible or noticeable to someone standing on the top of the roof. That's what Rashi stresses a few different masses earlier. The mechitzos hanikaros, she'ena batu mechubarin, v'yesh aver b'neihem. So if the houses are not connected and there's airspace between them, and then you can see the mechitzos from the roof, when they look down.
So according to that, then those two farther
mechitzos
line that you drew are actually mechitzos shem keres.
Those could be mechitzos nikaras. Right, and then that would be analogous to the case of an amud or the like, where we say that we do say good asik. Right, okay. The clearer illustration this will change in a minute. The clearer illustration for the moment within Rashi is that these are the more classic of mechitzos she'ena nikaros. Now, even this, for Rashi, could be mechitzos she'ena nikaras if this is a large area and if you're standing here, you can't see down, potentially. But the unquestionable mechitzos she'ena nikaras would be something over there. Okay, so let's work with that for now. Rashi, Tosos says something else. Tosos di b'masul mechitzos she'ena nikaras, quotes from the Re, that Mechitzos she'ena nikaros will apply as well in the following situation. You have a roof over here. And then you have an area of Dalat Tokim that extends beyond the wall of the house. The house ends over here. And then you have an area of Dalat Tokim off to the side. So Tosus writes, the mechitzos she'ena nikaros, kishabatim mechubarin, de'ein mechitzos habatim nikaros, kid the parish for Pinterest. So the first type of mechitzos she'ena nikaros is the first picture of houses that are adjacent to each other, and you don't notice the mechitzos that are breaking up the houses. V'nir d'huadin im hagag boleit chutz mechitzos habayis. That this din of mechitzos she'ena nikaros also applies if the roof extends beyond the mechitzos habayis. The chashiv nami mechitzos she'ena nikaros. that also is considered a mechitza she'ena nikeres. The Amari, the Gagin Shalanu, Shabotin Roshein L'Shisarabim. So our roofs in medieval France that extend into the Shisarabim. The Avidi Kiarzila, the Perish Rashi, the Mefarsh Kiarzila, the Shipua, Kigagin Shalanu. There's a slant. Have Carmelis, the Lo Minkra Mechitza. That's considered Mechitza Shein and Ikeres. The Lech Lamem are good Asik. So if you have the house over here, and the roof protrudes out. So he was talking about a slanted roof, so it protrudes out this way. But be the same. So this is considered mechitza she'ena nikeres, and we can't say good asik. One second. And then Tosa goes on to write, therefore, top line of number days. The whole lechain kol hagag aser ki kol hagag nifras b'miluo lekarmelis leosa blita habaletes v'shesarabim. Therefore, it'll be also a taltel on the entire roof, because the entire roof is nifras l'makam aserlo. The entire roof opens up to this dalatefach area, which is a karmelis. That's what Tosis writes. Sam? Well, that's relevant to why you don't say P-Tikra, which I glossed over because we haven't spoken about P-Tikra yet. So it wasn't Metzias. The Tosis raises it because he also explains that you can't say P-Tikra. P-Tikra would allow you to create an imaginary wall over here, which could be another Mechitza. We'll talk about P-Tikra sometime later on. So for our purposes, I glossed over it, but it is important for other reasons. Avi?
Yeah, I just want a technical point. We also said that it's yours, it's open to Sarabin,
yeah.
Dalit. It is your referring, it has to be dafka into the Dalit, into the Sarabin, meaning that's within now kind of the street.
No, it means it goes over Sarabin.
So it doesn't have to, you could have a two-story house then, but the end of the house is dipping well above 10 12 of the room.
Well, exactly. It is lamalam yasar from the ground, so it can't be a shesaravim. That's going to be karmelis, right? And
it's shesaravim
lamalam. Right.
He says, well, because it's yoru l'tov shesaravim.
It means it goes over the shesaravim.
It's over. What do we call that area?
Well, that's a karmelis. This is a karmelis.
No, I'm saying. Airspace above ten above the shesaravim.
That's a makom tor. So here. Because there's a ground level, that's considered karmelis.
But I'm saying that karmelis now roof is extending really into the makom tor.
Right. I mean, we'll see. There is a sheet of Yerushalmi that the Goan quotes, the Lalacha, Tosaf quotes at the end of this long Dibur Maskil, that ain't karmelis amal meyasar.
Right.
But Tosaf at this point is not working with that.
Right.
The Yerushalmi holds ain't karmelis amal meyasar. So this is going to be a makom tor, and then all bets are off. This whole cashman doesn't work, and the goan thinks that's Jula Lacha. The Mishab Brewer thinks that you could be mitzayif that goan with other snifim. But I'm not.
Saying I saw all that. Not going there. I'm just saying taking Tosus for where he is right now.
Right.
He's not saying that the Dalatvanim is considered that Blita is considered a karmelis because it's going into a rishas harab. That rishas harab that already telling what we're talking about. He's saying it because mechitzin and karmelis.
Well, so we have to explain exactly what he's saying in a minute. But for the moment, he's saying this area is a karmelis. So that kind of begs the following question. What's...
Why is it
karmelis?
Differently. I'm sorry?
It begs the question, why is it not Rosh
Hashanah?
On its own right.
Why would it be Rosh Hashanah on its own right?
Because it's Dalet Ten High.
Where's the Ten High?
Presumably.
Luchitza Shein and Nikaras.
So
the Luchitzas. I'm sorry?
Doesn't need walls.
Well, he's in Shita's Mi'uri.
So we have to start somewhere. Tosa says that in this situation, you're not allowed to be metaltel on the roof because it's nifrat l'makom asrula, because it opens up into karmelus.
Why do you need that lot? Like, the mechitas, why?
Right, so that's what everyone's bothered by in Tosos. Why do you have to come out to that? Tell me simply, they're no mechitas. They're not allowed to be metaltel because they're no mechitas. Mechitas shein nikaros. It's not a rishis ayokim. Why does Tosos have to say, nifrat l'makom asrula, nifrat l'karmelus? Michael.
If you didn't have like that protrusion out into your shistarabin, wouldn't you push it to a pile of it? So why is that question a good question?
Love it.
Why can't you pile of it? I mean, not know it. And could ask it to the wall that are existing. You could see the wall, where the wall ends and where the wall begins, if you're standing on the roof. If you didn't have that protrusion, then you could easily apply the acid, couldn't you?
Good, but you do the protrusion.
So that's why I didn't say that the reason why it's not. And that's the reason why I said that it's not true, because of the protrusion. If you didn't have the protrusion, then you could say that it would be.
No, this is a mitzias. The Tosa says, why are you not allowed to be metaltal over here? Because it's different to karmelis. That's what Shem said, you're not allowed to be metaltal here, because there are mechiv shein and ikaros, and it's not a rishon v'yachid.
You say, but once you have that addition, then you can't, how are you going to say you have mechitzas?
Precisely. So why does Tosa have to say it's never some makom asrula? Tosa should have said they're not mechitzas. Good. Okay.
Well, how do you?
I'm sorry.
Just to get this mitzias right, is it bullied on all four?
So good. So the Evan Ozer gives that explanation in Tosa.
Because then it'll be like what we've been saying, meaning it's open to a karmelis.
Right.
So, meaning it's not exactly like what we're seeing with the pad that's open. But it's the same logic as what we place as Asra loves, therefore
right.
The mechitzos don't really help.
Right. So for the moment, we'll assume that it's only open, or that protrusion only goes out on one side.
Right. So that seems to be the way of explaining it.
So the Marasha seems to explain the following Midas Hari. The fact that Tosa says that the reason you're not allowed to be metaltel on top of the gag is because of Nifras Lamakam Asilo, and not because the Gag itself is lacking Mechitzos, seems to be because the Gag itself could be defined as Rishus HaYachid even without Mechitzos. Meaning that by virtue of the fact that the Gag is set aside as a separate area, it may still be considered Shisa Yachid, even if you're not able to employ good Asik.
Like the Meiri?
It's like we quoted from the Meiri, it's like Ramban and Shabbos and Daf Sadites. That if you have a makom muvdal, an area that's set aside, then that itself could be rishus hayakid, even without mechitzas. And the way the Avnei Nezer explains, Avnei Nezer is in Orachayim, Simin Ayin Reish Beis Osvav, Simin Ayin Reish Beis Osvav, 272. Now the Marasha is explaining in Toslos, like some of the Chachmei Svard, like that Ramban, that even though you can't say Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia without Mechitzos Nikaros, but the ground of the roof itself, you know, the level of the roof itself, may still be considered Rishus HaYachid by virtue of the fact that it's a Makom Muvdal, by virtue of the fact that it's already set aside as a separate Makom. Now, you could have said a little differently, Tosafot. You could have said that like the Meiri is even more extreme. The Meiri would say that you could even say Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia without Mechitzos Nikaros. So you could have said, the Marsha, the Avnei Nezer doesn't say that in the Tosos. You could have said that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav does say that. Shulchan Aruch HaRav here, Simon Shin Mem Hei, Sif Kaf Gimel, Shin Mem Hei Kaf Gimel. So he says even more, that maybe you could even say Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia without mechitzas nikaros. But either way, they're both within the same general approach that lacking mechitzas nikaros, you still could render the area on top of the gag as a rishus hayachid. And the only reason it's going to be usur b'tiltol in this tzir is because it's nifratz l'makom ha'asher lo.
Why is the Dalat
Tvachim
ledge
also? The Dalat Tvachim ledge is a
carmelis.
Why? Why is it a carmelis? Because Tosus assumes... I'm sorry?
It's
4
Tvachim and
10
high, which has the same thing as the roof.
No. In order to make an area of Rishus HaYachid, you at least need a mechitza shein nikaros. If you have a suspended platform without any mechitzas, because mechitzas she'ein nikaros are a lower grade mechitza. It's not nothing. It's a lower grade mechitza. So in order to make an area a makom, like, let's say, the tail, so if you view the tail, the top of the tail, as a rishus hayakid because it's muvdal, not because of mechitzas per se, that's because there still is some kind of mechitza. So you need something, but it could be a mechitza she'ein nikaros.
One more question.
Yeah.
Why can we answer like that post votes? We did a big deal that's Chori or Rishus HaYachid.
Again, if it's just Chori or Rishus HaYachid, so then why do you have to come out to Nivra Samakam Asilo?
No, I mean, yeah, that's my question.
So that's why you can't say it.
So then why don't we say that with the regarding the Rashi? Or that it seems like these votes are approaching the same case but come to opposite conclusions.
I mean, the Rashi by Gezistra? The Rashi by Gezistra?
Yeah, but we really were talking about the Tosfos.
Yeah.
That case talks about, like, it was about the case where it's a balcony over an ocean.
Right, Gezistra, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you can give an answer as Chori Rishus HaYachid, and therefore
right.
It's Mutter, Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
So here, why wouldn't it be like Chori Rishus HaYachid?
Well, what's your starting point? Why?
The roof is Rishus HaYachid.
Why is the roof Rishus HaYachid? You're saying if you're going with this Mahalak and Tosfos,
yeah,
that even if it's Mechitza Shein HaKoyz Tekvayim into Rishus HaYachid, so then that should be Chori Rishus HaYachid. Ah, you hear the question. Now Tosfos holds. Does Tosfos hold the Chori Rishus HaYachid has to be within 10 Tvachim? Okay, I have to make this switch once. I just want to move so we can finish up. Okay. Fine. So bottom line, according to the Marashan, the Athenes, and others, Tosis is assuming that even without Mechisa's Nikaros, the area on top could be Rishus HaYachid, but Mechisa's Shein Nikaros don't help the problem of Nifrat Samakam Asrila. So it's going to be Asrila Taltel on the top of the Gag because it's Nifrat L'makam Asrila. Okay. So now we need to look at Shita Sarash and then come back to the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. But I think we're going to run out of time. So let's stop here. I was hoping to finish this today, but I guess we're not going to.